Episode 2 of For Love, the podcast, coming your way. My name is Nico Ramos. This is co-hosted by Isaac Go. It's a very special day. Again, we're recording live on location here at Titan Conrad. It's special because we have one of the winningest coaches in all of Philippine basketball with us, Coach Pat Aquino, who famously led NU to, just 100-plus straight wins, and also is leading our women's national team to far greater heights than any of us could have ever imagined, except him, though. I think he's imagined this all along. For Love, the podcast is presented by Slam Philippines and Titan. Original score is an old gift by an old friend, Sir Raymond Marasigan. Coach Pat Aquino is on the pod. Let's go. Welcome to For Love, the podcast, here live at Titan Conrad. I'm here, of course, with Isaac Go and the very, very hardworking Coach Pat Aquino. Coach Pat, welcome back to the country and welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Nico. Hi, Isaac. And thank you very much for inviting me here at your podcast.
Just one minute before we came on, Coach Pat, we're already having a conversation and he's been well-traveled recently, being from the States, a lot of trips. So, Coach Pat, how are you? That's the first thing we want to ask you.
Well, as you said, I've been very busy right now. I think I've been out of the country 6 or 7 times already and having those tournaments. And so far, so good with what's happening with the women's program. I'm so happy and just proud of having the girls, you know, playing tournaments and representing the country well.
So, Coach Pat, what does the passport look like in this year alone? Can you just, because I don't think people realize the amount of travel that you personally do, not just for tournaments, but for training, for scouting, for recruiting. So in this year alone, we're in end of July. What does the country list look like?
Wow. I haven't. Actually, the passport's already full because of that white piece of paper when you arrive back.
Yes.
It's getting dinidikit na, sobrang full na yung pages. So, but you know, it's been fun, you know, and having to see the product or you know yung nagkakaroon ng good results makes my works happy and you know and siguro more work to do for the country. Sabi ko nga last time is we took a long way getting here, but we're getting there now.
And I think that's an important thing. And also with your family, I think a lot of us would want to have a passport like you, Coach Pat. But I think right now, the most recent tournament you guys had, FIBA Asia Cup Under 16, from Division B to qualification now to Division A, and you guys did it in a such dominant fashion. But for the people at home who don't kind of understand how does the division system work, Bayang, can you give us insight into that?
Wow. Partly that's me and Isaac also. Full disclosure to everyone listening or watching, we really do need to understand, Coach Pat. It's the same tournament, but there's two divisions, there's relegation. It can get a little confusing because we have a lot of new women's basketball fans, which we welcome, of course. So please enlighten us as
yeah.
to...
Okay. So when you say you're playing for Division B, you want to go to Division A. So there's a lot of teams in Asia. There's, I think, more than 20 countries that wanted to join the FIBA Asia Cup. So we were for the last... how many years already na we didn't join FIBA Asia. So we were in Group B. So being in Group B, you have to challenge all those other teams who wanted to go to Group A. So fortunately, we won that group against Iran, those kind of teams. Iran, Hong Kong, Malaysia, those teams. So when you go to Group A, now you're seeded to the biggest country or the basketball countries of Asia, which is Japan, China, Australia, New Zealand, Korea, Chinese Taipei, Syria, and Samoa. Mm. So those are the teams now in Division A. When you come into Division A, those are the qualifying tournament. This is the qualifying tournament to join the World Cup of under 17. So, and for a fact that we're talking about under 16, this is the cycle of, or the start of the cycle for basketball. So once you go to under 16, you go to under 17. And then after under 17, there's under 18. And then after under 18, now the qualification again for the World Cup to the under 19, and so on and so on. Then you go to the senior team.
And this is that batch, right?
This is the batch where we start the cycle again. After 2 years, we'll have another under 16, which is 2025 na. So we'll be playing there for Division A na. So we could qualify for the World Cup naman.
We'll get to the seniors team in a moment, because I think that myself and Isaac and a lot of fans, both old and new, of our Gilas women had a great time watching the seniors team. But I want to stay with the under 16 team for another second, kasi sabi nga ni Isaac, a dominant performance in Division B. I know you wanted to win. You've said before in conversations, you don't coach to lose by a certain margin. You coach to win every game, kahit sino yung kalaban. Do you expect us to be that good, that much better than the field in Division B?
I was telling Isaac earlier, I did expect that this team to be that good. You know, at coming in and having the girls, you know, this time they were really small. The last year was so okay. You know, we have a big guy, like we're complete in such a way in every position. But this year we're like so small, and I was like telling my counterpart, Mr. Chris Goffis of Film Nation, Chris, why do we still have you know, small kids right now? But definitely when I saw them practice, when I saw them play, you know, dito ko masasabi yung I saw Gilas and Puso in them. You know, that's why I think that's the main purpose of building a team, building a pool of players, or sending a team to represent your country. And I think this team was the one that, you know, really represent the country. That's why I'm so proud of them.
Iba ka talaga, coach. And of course, we have to look in the mastermind behind all of that. And I was joking to Coach Pat earlier na that his recruitment, yun na, is one of the best top-notch, because you see the players that come in, the players that you bring onto the program. I would like to ask you, I think, on top of skills, what do you look at in a player? Because I'm pretty sure there are a lot of players who come up to the program and say, hey, we want to play for the Philippines, or their parents come in and say, hey, I want my kid to get a passport. So what else do you look at in a player, parang, yun na, to see them to be Gilas material?
Yeah, it's not that easy naman, Isaac. But
it's fantastic. Batting average coach, I see the players just bring out the program.
It's hard also, kasi sometimes, you know, players want to play but it's not fit for the team, or sometimes you want players to come in but they don't want to go and join the team. But the thing is, you know, one is yung gusto, and you see it in practice. And when you see them, sabi nga ni, you know, when I was with Coach Josh when we went there last year, this year, sabi niya, congratulations to those people who came in, you know. And sabi ko, yeah, that's the main idea. Coming in, we congratulate you already, because you wanted to play for the national team. And that's one thing that we want, you know, playing for the national team and playing your hearts out. And, you know, I'm gonna play for the national team, and I wanna win for the national team. So that's one thing. And syempre, meron na tayong konting ano idea yung mga little Twitch. Pag nakita, oy, I like this girl. You know, she's gonna be good. So may mga ganun lang na nakikita ko paminsan-minsan. So, and then to add pala kanina about the team, about the under 16, also we want to thank Coach I and all my other coaching staff. You know, this program is not just for the kids, or, you know, my coaching staff also. I wanted to give them, like Coach I wanted to give them experience and coaching internationally. That's why Coach Chai was the one really handling the team, because when I went to Sydney, Coach Chai was the one left alone. So but it was the program already. You know, last time it was Coach Julie.
Right.
So now it's Coach Chai. Maybe another coach will be next time. But it's the program itself to have them, you know, have that experience coaching internationally. And it will benefit me at the end of the day, because they know the experiences, how to win, and all of those things. So I think it's a good win-win situation for me, and hopefully we could do that every time and find more recruits, right?
You know, the reason why you could tell na malaki yung lamang ng Philippine team versus kung sino man yung kalaban, even if there wasn't a score on TV, hanapin mo lang yung Coach Pat on the bench. One to his credit, as he said, he really wanted to share that opportunity and that experience of coaching internationally, right? So we saw really Coach Ai, a magnificent job leading that team in a much more active role than usual. Also, Coach Pat, relax.
Of course.
Relax. Pag dumadaan yung camera, nakita ko, yun yung una ko makikita. Oh, relax si Coach Pat. Lamang tayo nito. And then the score would come up, lamang 30. Okay.
Kaya pala relax na si Coach Pat. So, when the camera pans out, doon mo makikita na yun actually actively coaching. He never wants to show people that he's stressed. He's always calm and composed.
Coach, at the end of the tournament, the team wins. These are very young players, right? 15 years old at the oldest. It's an under-16 tournament. A lot of them have ties to the Philippines, but maybe don't live here full-time or weren't born here, right? You've recruited and scouted them all around the world to have them, as you said, willingly join the national team to represent the country. Pero what struck me was they're being awarded. They win. I think after the second game, they probably had an idea. Okay, we're gonna win this tournament because we're blowing everybody out. They're playing at such a high level, but they're crying, as in they are in full tears, crying, so proud to have done the country proud. And then we see you and your staff in the background. You guys trying to kind of hold it together, but I could tell it was an emotional moment. Nakasawa pa ba to? I mean, can you explain how maybe that doesn't get old? You've had a lot of big wins, big losses, but in that moment for a brand new crop of players in the program, why was it so emotional?
Well, at this point of time, you know, having kids showing up playing with Puso and Gilas, it's very emotional for me, you know, seeing them playing their hearts out and representing the country to the fullest and winning pa with the crowd behind you. I know a lot of people back home also at that time na they were supporting us and watching us. Ano na, medyo umaga na yata at that time. So it was really very emotional for us having to, you know, build this program and build this team to get them to the highest level they can. And just seeing the kids enjoying and being proud of what they did, wala talagang tamis ng puso, di ba? I mean, so just, you know, we just hope na sana ganito palagi. Yung ano namin is, it's like a family. I always tell it's about family. And having to see your kids being proud and being happy and being emotional makes you very emotional at itself, you know, and happy.
I don't think winning ever gets tired yet, Coach. And I think especially winning for the national team, and you've done so much work with the program. You know, I think a lot of people can speak that you've inspired them. You've built a program where we know that basketball is the sport in the Philippines, but women's basketball is still trying to gain traction, starting to build up. But the program you've built has now probably instilled hope in the next generation that, hey, if these group of girls are paving the way for us, we can do it. And with that also, what does the future timeline look like? Because we've talked about the FIBA Asia Cup under 16. So what does the calendar look like? This is Coach, we want you to get a breakup because you're working extremely hard.
Actually, my flight to Coach Pat in about
that's why we're asking, Mario, what
3 hours.
What does the calendar look like for the rest of the year? And so that also our listeners can obviously look forward to these tournaments and these next events.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, it's still a long way to go this year. Now, we're actually preparing for the Asian Games. It's our first time to be invited, so I'm just happy. You know, I've been wanting to play for the Asian Games for a long time already, but since then, ngayon lang. And just, you know, I wanted to really prepare for it, especially coming out of the Asia Cup, where we did well. The senior team. So next month, first week next month, we'll be going to Taipei for the Jones Cup. And then we have an invitation also from the KBL, WKBL, which is in Korea, the first time also. So that will be end of the month of August. And again, the preparation for Asian Games, which is in September. So it's very close. And then after that, work again. I think I'm going to go to the States again, hopefully go around, probably not just in the States, go to Canada now, go to Australia, and go to Europe, just to pinpoint all those people that wanted to be part of the national pool.
Yeah. By the way, we're recording this. It's the 27th of July. First week next month is in about 4 days.
That's why we want to. These people probably think that Coach Pat just coached. No, Coach Pat does so much more for the program, and that's why you're not. I thought you were gonna get a break, but you're parang back to work.
I wish I would, but you know, I still wanted to do a lot of things. Not just going abroad or going. I wanted to go around the country, of course. That's the first. I mean, as the program director, I wanted to really go touch the grassroots program, which I did already in the past few months. I went to Cebu, I went to Davao, but it stopped because, you know, a lot of preparation already. But I wanted to go back and, you know, get to know more kids. And then, again, the information dissemination, what I'm telling, that they have to get passport already because, you know, it's in time that you need them. There's no passport yet. So now I really have to go back locally, you know, go to the province, like go back to Davao. Those have that, you know, program with basketball programs for the girls. Cebu, which is gaining popularity again. And that makes me smile. no, so dati kasi when I first went to Cebu, like a few years back, siguro, there were like less than 10 girls that tried out. Then I came a few years later, they're like 20 to 30. Then recently lang, yung last, this year lang, they're like 150 already.
Wow.
And with talent, you know. So sabi ko nga, let's try to do this more. And maybe I'll try to build a program for them na like, you know, club teams muna. Kasi pag schools teams, medyo mahirap eh. Dahil merong talent na hindi nasa school. Hindi naman wala sa school, but yung school walang niya, program. Walang program. So, I think club teams would be much better, like the AAU. You know?
Right.
So that's my main target right now, next year probably without more tournaments for the Gilas team. So hopefully I could do that and, you know, and produce some local talent, not just for the Gilas program, but for the school itself. So
Coach Pat, I mean, I think a common question, and I think it's a fair question if you're new, if you're a new consumer of women's sports in the Philippines, women's national sports in the Philippines, I think a common and fair question is, puro Phil-Am, right? Oh, it's always a Phil foreign or a Filipino pero nanggaling sa States, right? I think there's a desire and a hope. What about our homegrown talent, right? I think there's an easy way to illustrate that, specifically in the US, just the grassroots program for sports for young girls is leaps and bounds ahead of us. But the reason why, well, what your success and your team's success will produce is an increase in Cebu tryout numbers, right? So that's something fair to say you're beginning to feel, you're beginning to observe, is just the game is now much more, the participation in the game is significantly increasing now from a grassroots perspective here locally.
Definitely. I think it's more, siguro, aware. The kids are more aware now. It's not just this is my misconception or conception ko lang. It's when we say basketball, men. Mm. When we say volleyball, women.
Right.
Most of the girls now are, you know, the tall girls goes to volleyball.
Right.
But then again, once we said na Gilas is coming, the girls are coming out and we wanted to see what's for them.
Right.
So I think we need to do more of those information and do more clinics for them that to see that, you know, the interest is increasing, hopefully gets more, not just in Cebu and not in Visayas and in Mindanao, but the northern part of the country also. Here also in Metro Manila. I think it's going to get better.
We've seen it. You know, we run a women's only tournament, Titan does. It's only on year two. Year one, so the tournament is free for everyone who hasn't heard of our Show Her Love tournament. The tournament is free. We provide kits, right? We provide the tournament, everything. You don't have to pay. The first year, we had to call players to be like, can you form a team? Because we needed to get 8 teams to run a decent tournament. You get 8 teams. We were calling captains. Buo ka ng team, buo ka ng team. There was one team we had to split into two. Because we were like, they okay, magsama-sama, let's just do 2 teams, right? This year, we had to trim down. We had to cut registration short because all the slots got filled. We had to do a play-in tournament the week before the actual tournament. It was a one-game knockout. If you won, you were in. And, you know, as the tournament was going on, we kept getting messages from young girls going, oh, I missed that. How do I join? I want to join next year. So in the span of a year, the participants, a small sample size, purely anecdotal, but from what we've seen in our tournament, it really has blown up tremendously. And I think a lot of it is because, and we hear it, you know, and Isaac, I mean, you have experience, I'm sure, of guys who maybe are as tall as you or have similar game like you, and they say, I want to be like Isaac, or I want to be like...
I don't think that's true.
I think like when Ateneo won all your championships, you would hear, I want to be like 30, right? Want to be like Isaac, because they model themselves after winners.
Yeah.
I think that there are a lot more girls now saying, I want to be like Afril. I want to be like Jack. I want to be like CC. And I think that's a direct cause of your success, Coach.
Well, thank you. but I want to thank you for, you know, that mga ganyan tournaments. Little tournaments will make it bigger. Hopefully, we can make it bigger. The program, I've really not done it yet, but I wanted to really do that thing. So hopefully, I could do it next year. But I want to start with the Gilas. I'm planning to have a Gilas now that I'm talking about this. I want to have a Gilas tour of the UAAP teams.
Mm.
It's also a good, you know, parang good camaraderie for the other coaches to see what we're doing and helping them out also and seeing their players also.
So you want to make a stop across 8 teams and have your Gilas pool practice.
And also in preparation for them, for the UAAP, and for the Asian Games. So hopefully we could do that also this year.
I think that's a good idea, Coach. Because even like, I think this men's team also do that. They challenge the PBA teams and the college teams. Nagulat na next time, Nico, that you see Coach Pat scouting in those Titan tournaments.
He's there.
He's there. He's already scouting. So, I think... What's your message to these people now? Because I think what you're doing is really smart, because not only now you're showing that, okay, this is what we're doing, so you can players come on, but also by doing so, you're helping the local program and increasing the level of the local parang you're doing it both. Parang you're showing that basketball is growing here internationally, but at the same time, you're increasing the local level locally, and that next time you have maybe these other countries looking at the film and say, hey, their program is successful, it's because of Coach Pat and his staff, that maybe we should start copying it.
Well, yeah. well, I have to do it. Because, you know, I think without locals also, we're like, you know, it's not nationalism anymore. So, but again, sabi mo, we were talking earlier about recruits and having naturalized player. I want my naturalized player to have Filipino heritage pa rin. That they feel when they play, it's for their family and for the country itself. So that's the main idea of having players to represent you. So, but the thing is, you know, having local programs like what you're doing and having more makes our work easier, siguro. And having a big pool makes the best of the best, and having the best of the best would be great going into mga tournaments.
Which brings me to one of the topics that I've been wanting to talk about since we confirmed that you were going to be on the show, since the bring up mo na yung naturalized player having Filipino heritage, right? I want to talk about my newest basketball hero, Isaac Goh's newest basketball hero. We were just talking about her this morning. Vanessa De Jesus, at what point, coach, in the tournament in Sydney, because obviously she's been part of the program, you've been in touch with her for years now, even before she committed to Duke, that I know. Pero at what point in the tournament do you think she realized, wait lang, kaya ko to mga to. I can really take it a step higher and really kind of like apply my dominance against this level of competition?
I think at the first time that she set foot on that court.
Wow.
I think we know from practice when I first saw her before pa, because I know she's been playing really good and having those highlights. But when she called me and actually not called me, but messaged me, "Coach, how are you? And how was the team?" I go, "Oh my God."
It's just like, dreams come.
Oh,
coach's dreams just came true.
Yeah. So we go, "Oh, well, how are you? We're doing great, and hopefully you could come in and, you know, help us, you know." Yeah, coach, yeah. So let's fix your paper. So at that point, and Sabiko, we're gonna be great this time. I know we have a feeling that when she steps on the court, she knows that she can bring something, not just to the team, but to the level of competition in FIBA Asia. She was that great, you know, that everybody was recognizing, even the other coaches, other FIBA fans, or other FIBA group members, you know, that say, "Wow, you have an amazing player here, you know. Keep on doing this, and your team is going to be great." Me, let's add one more naturalized player. No more. This is good for me.
That's just, we were joking, and nakula na lang. Pinaposte na ni coach. She was doing everything. She was dribbling, shooting, facilitating. Maring cool, sabi mo, niloloko na namin, "Coach, dapat pinaposte mo na. Yan lang cool. Yan lang cool lang."
At one time, I was thinking about that.
and I think, coach, what her level of play did, and of course, like, I'm not the coach, I'm not the basketball mind that Isaac is, but as a fan watching that game, I saw the level of confidence in her teammates increase, right? Jack had that perfect game from the field, and because of how her and Vanessa played together, I think it really kind of elevated Jack's confidence. The guard play from your other guards, just, I guess, from practicing with a talent like Vanessa every day, you know, we had a lot of highs, we had some lows in that tournament, but I don't think that guard play was an issue. Like, we took care of the ball fairly well. And is that something that was immediate when she joined practice? Do you see, like, the level of play of everybody else just rise?
Yeah, to add on that, you know, I thought she's gonna, like, you know, a little bit of, you know, float around for a moment during the first time she practiced, because, you know, he's not familiar with their teammates, having not familiar with the system yet. So yeah, but at the end of the day, you know, her teammate was so happy that we have her, and she was like instantly getting the system flowing in her mind already, flowing in her system already. So by the end of the day, after practice, I think, sabi ko nga sa mga coaching staff ko, "We'll be fine." You know,
that's how much confidence
that's not just getting her confidence, you know, from her, but the way she played talaga, the way she practiced and handled first practice, I know where she's going to be good. She's going to be all right.
Coach, what I want to ask specific to that tournament in Sydney is that first game, there's a lot of teams and a lot of programs. And after a final score like that, you don't have the rest of the tournament that these Gilas women had. It's easy and frankly understandable to tap out after getting blown out the way that we did by Australia. Was there anything that happened in practice at the hotel? How was the team able to right the ship? Or did you guys just not, you know, carry the weight of that loss at all?
Well, to start it off, you know, we've been being demolished every time when we join 2 FIBA Asia Cup. We're playing against the best of the best in the world. We have the tough teams in the world. Number 2 in the world, Australia. China. Number 9, Japan. Mm. What else? Korea, number 19.
Japan was in the finals of the World Cup last time.
New Zealand's number 19 in the world. So, we're always been, when coming into the tournament, I was just telling the girls, I think this is the fourth time we've been joining or participating in this tournament, and we've been blown out and we're playing the relegation game. I wish that we could just compete. That's the term that I've been telling them. Let's compete. You know, we came out, we've been practicing hard, trying to, a lot of people have been supporting us. Especially SBP, you know, Sir Al has been very much involved right now, like watching every game that we play. Edie Sani has been there all the time also to support us. I was telling him, let's give back something naman for our country, man. Although one to support us, let's try to compete. That's the only thing I want, not being blown out, you know. So the first game, we've been blown out of the game. But, that was like thinking, but it was only Vanessa who played that well. Jack didn't score. Janine did score. April just scored like 2 points or 4 points, I think. And nobody else. And sabi ko, this is not the team that I wanted. I mean, the way we performed today was, we just watched Vanessa. So I think it's not the way we play. So at the time, after that game, they realized that, yeah, if I contribute a little bit, sabi nila Jack and Alfred, or Janine, or sila Kate. At that point nga, halos lahat pala, sorry. At that point, the first game was, there were a lot of the players were sick because of the weather. Mm. So talagang, sabi ko, this will pass. Mm. I mean, I think we'll do better in the next game. And then we did. I mean, just a little bit of what you could do, a little bit from April, Jack, and the others, and with Vanessa there being consistent, I think we did better. Sabi ko, so I was just so happy that, you know, when we played Japan the next game, we're playing them at least 3/4 of the game, and we're up to them, like, you know, we're like 5-8 points against Japan until the 3rd quarter, but they push it up on the 4th. But, you know, but we were competing, and that's what we had. And after that game, I know we have a chance. I know we could do something better. So, and the history is there.
And I think the players responded to you, yeah, guys, because I'm pretty sure you put up the challenge that to compete and parang to show pride. But now, Coach, parang yun na, natikim nyo na we can stick with the best of the world for 3 quarters. Parang, what's the next steps I think you have planned? Para, because yun na eh, you're there. You're 3 quarters to the number 9th team in the world in Japan. Para, how do you push it na? Or what plans do you have para maging yun na, whether tactically, training, or whatever strategy you have, para maging 4 quarters naman na to give us a shot? Because, Coach, the growth from not even to be able to stay on the floor with them to 3 quarters is a massive jump. So, para, How do you plan to get doing that 4th quarter?
Wow. That was not the X's and O's na. Hindi na galing sa akin yun eh. Sabi ko, galing na sa inyo yun. It was them, really. their pride and their sabi ko yung puso nila to play those few minutes of the games against Chinese Taipei. We go to the game Chinese Taipei. We were leading, they were leading. There's like back and forth and then try to establish a point na talagang try to make stops at that point. Sabi ko, this is all yours, you know. I'm just here to guide you. If you need something, I'll just tell you this is what you're gonna do. But after all, it's your game. Jack was, you know, was in a different level. Afriel was a different level. They were all side by side with Vanessa's level already, you know. And then following up with all those shooters that I have, Jasmine played well also. Cece played well, and Janine came out to play also. So talagang super super happy ako na at one time they realized and tasting the win for the first time was yung parang you're going up in the after the hump, you know? If you had gone to the hump already, parang we could do this pala, you know. That feeling, sabi ko, I had that feeling already a few years ago, but you have to have that same mind every time. So I guess this was the year, you know, that we had that mindset na to compete, not minding the score, but just competing, and the result will be good.
And the invites have come in now, right? You have an incredible run in Sydney. You have a dominant run in Jordan with the under 16 team, and now, as you mentioned, everyone's calling, everyone's inviting the women's Gilas team to all of their tournaments. And you're right, the seniors team, they finally get over that hump. They realize they can do it. The under 16 team, this is all they know now. All the under 16 team knows is like, oh, we're a dominant team.
They tasted it. It's addictive once you taste it.
It's the only taste they know. That under 16 team is like, oh no, all we do is win. Hands up. And now, you know, obviously there's the Asian Games up ahead, Coach. I know that there's a lot of preparation that you and your staff and the girls are going to do. Before we wrap, we're building up towards a very big basketball moment in the country as well, which is the Men's World Cup coming here, or it's going to be happening next door. I'm sure that you've had coaches, players, officials from other federations come up to you and said, wow, you know, like Filipino fans are crazy or Filipinos are wild about basketball, because I think you've played in many places in the world, Coach. There's always a loud fan base that comes out. It's almost always our home court.
Definitely, you're right. You know, every time I go somewhere, like now, recently in Sydney and in Jordan, there were so many Filipinos really cheering for us. We're playing at home, you know. But a lot of my colleagues in the FIBA, you know, they were very excited to come to Manila and, you know, show what's going to happen in the World Cup this coming August. And we're so happy that I was telling them that, you know, this is the World Cup that you see for the first time that Filipinos are gonna come out and cheer, not only for team, but all the countries that's coming here. And I'm very excited. I wanna say good luck to Coach Erica and the rest of the LOC, who's been doing tremendously, very nice, and you know, talagang high level yung preparation nila. And wish them good luck, you know, and hope to have a wonderful World Cup coming here, and maybe siguro sabihin natin na may good luck charm tayo Philippines, you know. Go Philippines, go Coach Shot.
Yeah, well, we wish the men's team good luck, and we'll make sure to be able to cover here on this podcast and all the developments leading up to the World Cup. Me and Isaac will do our best to continue to bring high-level guests for this type of conversation on here. Coach Pat, thanks for making time. Congratulations on everything that you and the team and your staff have accomplished building the women's game. Is there anything that you want to share to anyone who's listening to this right now, whether that's young girl who wants to be like Afril, or whether it's, you know, a diehard basketball fan out there who's just maybe starting to watch our women's basketball?
Well, siguro, what I can say is that you don't stop competing. I mean, that's the term that would be in my mind all the time now, you know. I've been telling the girls about it, you know, don't stop competing. Don't stop working hard. You know, if you want to reach that dream, you know, just come out and play and show it to everyone. And I would like to say thank you again to all the that's supporting us, you know, Mr. Lincoln Lim of Aero Center, that's been providing us the gym every day. And to all the other supporters, thank you so much. To the families and friends that's been there. To SBP, Sir Alpanlilio, Sir Edie Barrios, Sir Bush Antonio, of course, MVP, na talagang sumusuporta. Without them, wala rin kaming pupuntahan. And again, thank you for you guys, you know, who been here being supporting of women's basketball. Sana we grow together and make this one big family for us.
Yeah, I think with me and Isaac, that's the easiest part, because you watch Aguila's women's game. If and I mean this sincerely, hindi lang dahil nandito ka. You watch it for a quarter, you're a fan for life. You watch our girls play for one quarter, and you know, just really pay attention and watch them play for one quarter. I swear to you, you will be a fan for life. The first time I watch Afril Bernardino pull down a rebound, go coast to coast, go in and out, Euro finish with the wrong hand off the wrong foot. I was like, that person is my hero. I've been an Afril fan since. It's insane. It's like, if you have no idea how good Afril Bernardino is at basketball, watch one game.
People should watch it.
Watch one bad Afril game, and you're still like, wait lang.
That's a bad game.
Like, wait lang. Zach's on billboards now. You can't open up your phone and not see Trina or CC everywhere. Afril and Ella were with those girls on magazine covers now. It's definitely on the rise. This must be a super exciting time for you.
Yeah, very proud of the girls. You know, hopefully we could do more. And very exciting time to come. And with the new batch coming in, something to look forward in, you know, and watch us more. And support us.
We definitely will. Coach Pat, thank you very much for making time. And we'll cheer you on from wherever it is you go, wherever it is you travel to. We'll cheer you on from home. Hey, thanks to Coach Pat for dropping by. We appreciate him. Please make sure that you guys follow Titan on social media, Titan_22 on Instagram, and Slam Online PH everywhere. We announce when we're recording, who we're recording with, and we're usually doing it here at Titan Conrad. Also, the World Cup is upon us. Our friends from the World Cup LOC want you to know that you can get your single day pass. You can get access to two live games of the FIBA Basketball World Cup 2023 for as low as $9.99. Head to philippines.worldcup.basketball for more information, ticket type, seat information, and other special offers. Be part of basketball history in the Philippines and buy your tickets today. We'll see you there. We'll see you at the games, and obviously a whole lot more World Cup themed conversations and interviews gonna be coming your way here on For Love the Podcast. We'll see you guys next week for episode 3. Bye-bye. Be safe.